speaking with State Representative Dan Swanson, and the state of Illinois' stay-at-home order has been extended through the end of May with a few modifications. So we go on another month, and I know first up there's major concern among the small business community. So first up, just kind of your reaction of another stay-at-home order extension.
Well, I certainly was not looking forward to another 30 days of staying at home. There's so much of an economic impact, and we look at the crisis itself or the pandemic. I think we're all adults that we could help manage ourselves out here in rural Illinois. And we as a caucus, we were able to get a few things that we had asked for and really had put a lot of pressure on, specifically opening the parks, opening up the nurseries was one of my pet projects, and now being able to allow some elective surgeries. Our hospitals have really been struggling without having those elective surgeries, so still very disappointed in the small business aspect of it, that it was somewhat lifted to allow them to do business through curbside services, but it just doesn't allow you to walk in and put your hands on an item before you walk out with it.
And then as far as a regional approach to reopening things in Illinois, is your read on that, it just doesn't look like that's going to be possible from the Pritzker administration, or is there any hope for that?
Well, there's always hope, but it'd be very slim hope. We've truly asked for a regional approach. To work our way through the regional idea of small businesses being able to do more business and be able to allow people in their office or into their stores to conduct business. We approached it. We went to the governor and asked for a regional approach, and he just is not listening to us on that idea.
And then I know the other frustration in regards to state parks and state sites. Some are open, but not all, and I should say reopening May 1. For example, Big River State Forest in Keysburg, which is in your district, is not opening. Some other areas in your district are not opening, and a lot of people, the frustration is, well, you're talking about the least dense populated areas that are out there, yet these sites are going to remain closed. So what about, I guess, any response to that or help in maybe getting some of those open?
Well, I'm certainly going to be fighting to get those open. As soon as the list came out, I immediately sent an email and I'm going to follow up with a phone call to IDNR and ask them, what method did they use to select the parks? You mentioned Keysburg, nothing in Knox County, no parks in Henry County, none over in Bureau County, and that's just not right. We have people that need to go to our parks. They've got hunting license for turkey hunting. They've got fishing license to go fishing, and they have a right to go walk and stomp through their parks. So that's my next effort, is to try and find out why they weren't open and to try and get them opened up.
All right, Representative Swanson, anything else that you'd like to mention that I didn't ask you that you need to get that information out there?
Well, I was, like I said, disappointed in some of the turns that the governor took on this, but fortunately we were able to get a few things we wanted. We're still fighting. As with his last executive order, he was able to tweak some items in other orders, so maybe we'll see some changes coming out with this order. I know there's a lot of frustration that it's another 30 days, and does he have the authority to do that? We're certainly looking into that. As long as we're considered an emergency medical situation, the governor, is according to the statute, says he can do this in 30-day increments without calling the legislators back. We're looking into that because we believe there is a requirement to have us in session to take votes on this. So that's one of the things we're looking into on that. And you'll notice his order is from 1 May to 30 May. So that's our fight we're trying to take now as a caucus, too.
All right, State Representative Dan Swanson joining us on WRMJ.